Blog Talk Radio.
Give me my, got a problem with yo, give me my.
What's up, everybody? You're now rocking with none other than the True Tea with me, Genuine, and Switchblade Carter. Okay? Now, tonight right here is going to be our free show, okay? Meaning, we want to hear from you. We want to hear about any hot topics that you feel like we missed completely. You want to hear about it right now. You know what I'm saying? We want to know, what type of stuff you want to talk about. Okay? So this is going to be hot topics all the whole show. Maybe this is what it's going to be. Okay? So we want to know how you feel or whatever. We want to know all that for real. And on top of that, we're going to also talk to in a segment called Hardworking People. We also want to know what's going on here. We want to find out from you guys, what would you like us to talk about? See what I'm saying? So we want to know from you. Also, we want to say that, you know, they, about the ongoing investigation with the Prince situation. It's just been crazy for real because I just feel like people nowadays just throw you underneath the bus or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like, in a nutshell, it's just wrong on all levels. It really is. And that's the reason why now I'm saying that I have an absolute problem with how people are being treated or whatever. We need people to understand wholeheartedly that things does happen to some pretty great people. I'm not saying that it doesn't, because it does. At the same time, you know, we have to take it one day at a time. And after we take it one day at a time, we have to realize that there are just some things that we cannot change whatsoever. Once we get that through our heads, then I think that we'll be a better suited people. Now, I just feel like, you know, people nowadays don't really kind of feel what's really going on for real. Like they're not grasping it, because people are now convinced about a couple things. One, they feel like what's going on is not what's supposed to be. See what I'm saying? People believe in their right mind that because people are deciding to just follow behind what everybody else is doing, then that's what happens. And I'm so sick and tired of it. What happened to the people who actually are standing up for something? You know, we need leaders and not followers. You know, just because your homeboy is selling drugs don't mean you need to sell drugs. Just because you see a politician doing something crapball don't mean that you're supposed to do the same damn thing. See what I'm saying? So, it's definitely something crazy for real. And, you know, we want to bring in somebody to join this conversation right now. Okay, calling you now on live with the True Tea with me, Genuine. What's good with you?
Nothing much, man. Everything's good.
So my question to you would be, you know how it is. How do you feel about most of these motherfuckers out here that don't want to stand for nothing? It's like they feel as though that from the political field all the way down to just life itself, they feel like this is exactly what it's going to be, and it's not going to get any better. I mean, what type of advice, would you give to that person?
They've been beaten to submission, man. I mean, they've been doing this shit for about 1,000 years or so. So, pretty much beating the black and the anger and the stuff that we used to do pretty much out of us, man. And now we're coming to an age where we don't really see the writing on the wall. We're just concerned more about what we want to do and, getting fresh and having lots of chicks and all that dumbass shit like that. So it's a lot of mental fucking going on as well. The mental fuck is so crucial. So crucial. In days of the past, I believe it was on some high levels, but right now it's totally like new and more modern and more covert. So plays a big factor in why nobody wants to revolutionize. They don't feel like they don't have the chance to do so.
Well, I always look at, how things are, things have been now or whatever. And I just look at it like this, when you have people that are out there, why follow behind the jackass who can't find the belt or the jackass who wants to shoot and kill people? And how about the jackass of the century right now, the one that likes to run up in people's houses and assault 90-year-olds? Like, really? Is this where it's getting to now? Where, you have to assault people who can't even defend themselves? That's the shit that gets on my nerves right there, for real. And just to see that, this is why I don't like the news right now, because it seems like they can't think of nothing good to say. Because if you think about it, there's nothing good to say right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing good to say, and that's the problem we have right now as we speak. So it's just crazy for real.
You definitely have to give a bullshit shout out to media, because media is going to portray what they want to portray all the time. Pretty much everything what they say is scripted, so you really can't go to the media. You really have to be your own media person. You have to do your own research, and that's why before everything gets taken off, as far as like this internet thing is concerned, with them trying to block certain websites and things like that have valuable information about, genetically modified food or skull and bones or, down to chemtrails and things like that. Anything that's speaking out against, corporations and things like that, before that stuff gets taken into place, because they're working on it. And it's being vetoed and things like that, but it's gonna come very soon. And so we have to be very careful of that. But they're gonna promote what they want us to hear, not what needs to be heard. So, like when they did the Million Man March never got any type of media play at all. And this was just a million black people doing it on the anniversary, and no violence took place or anything like that. But when you get to a Trump rally and, somebody gets sprayed in the face because they speak against somebody else, that's where it goes.
Right. And so that's the, that's my whole point right there. you know, when you had some, like, well, I went to something he had right here for the residents where I live in right now, and you seen black, white, Hispanic, everybody come together for one cause to have fun, to, you know, to share their talents, share their feelings and everything, and it was no violence, no trouble. But that's the thing, though. Because we was coming together, Fox City 5 couldn't be there. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. But I want to thank you for calling in, for real. I definitely thank you for that. And I definitely want you to call in again, for real, because, you know, we got some new exciting topics for you, okay?
All right.
All right. All right. So we have another call in right now. Caller, you're now live with the True Tea with me, Genuine. Yes, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We good. So, my question to you is, like, you know, what type of advice would you give to some of the young people that are out here right now who are completely followers? Like, they don't have the sense enough, or to me, the balls enough to even fight or do something on their own. Like, you know, what type of advice, you know, would you give them?
Well, I'm calling out of Bauxite, Arkansas. So I was calling. The advice I would give to them is, actually, I had to give to the older people, because the young people follow the lead of the older generation. And our leaders of today have just fallen behind. And we really don't have any more right now. And so it starts with the family. And I try to teach kids all the time, you know, I try to lead by example. And for us to come together, it starts at home. And it's hard to get your own kids to follow you now, because, like you said, I was listening in on your other call, because they want to follow us on TV and what's on the radio and stuff like that. And so, you know, it starts young, and you have to ground them. And hopefully that we can come together, because right now I left the city and moved back to the country because I want to get back to how I grew up, right, raising. I heard y'all talking about the different foods and all the pesticides and all the hormones and all this stuff. And
yeah.
Food and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We really need to get back to raising our own foods. And so coming together as a family and as a people, that's what we need to do. I mean, we talk about it, but we're not doing anything to actually change. That's why I moved back home to the country, and that's what I'm trying to do
and
now.
And you know what? You know what? It's funny that you said that, because I noticed that, like, I just started shopping fully back at like, Whole Foods or something like that. And to walk in the store, you don't have to have no form of idea or nothing like that. So it was a different feeling. But to walk in there and to see our own people in there, and some of them didn't know what the product was, where to get the products or whatever. But then when you finally get the products in your hand, you realize that this is the stuff that if you think about it, it's been hidden from us, just like information out of textbooks and schools and stuff. This stuff's been hidden from us for a long time, because you think about it, down to milk, all the dairy products, all the stuff, the pesticides and stuff they put inside of foods, they keep you literally not only drawn to it, but to keep your body sick, where you can't even lose weight. You can't do nothing for real. So to see this and for me to actually take on the more responsibility for myself to read up on things. And what I wanted to share also, you know, while I have you on the phone, was this. I went to a library recently, okay? And, you know, I do believe that we need to get back to reading. I'm not saying on the internet, and I'm talking about that. That's a bunch of bull. Go to a library and look up some very interesting information, like the actual first black president. I went there to find out information about that, and also the real cause and effect behind the Emancipation Proclamation. Right?
Gotcha.
I asked the young lady this question, And I said, is it possible that you can give me some books on this? She said, okay. I swear to you not. When she starts typing this stuff up, my screen went blank. Hers wouldn't even let her print out nothing. The books was right there on the screen, but it would not at all let her get the books at all.
Wow.
Come on now. You can't tell me that this is just some coincidental crap, whatever. Like,
oh, no.
I mean, we literally saw this. And then when she finally got a chance to print out, when she went to print out the information, they put a big old blockage thing in the middle of the stuff that was going to be definitely, you know, that was going to be really some craziness that we should have known all this time for real, but they block it from it or whatever because to them it's something that we need to know. And when I saw that, it made me so sick to my stomach, honestly. You know, it was crazy. I want to bring my co-host in real quick right now. Switchblade Carter was good. So what do you think about that, though? Like, you know, about how they are just absolutely just blocking the knowledge that we need, you know?
Everything they have. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying everything that they have now, everything is working together to keep us down. And it's like it's only a top few who's dividing and conquering. I mean, it's the same game that they're playing, and it's just dividing and conquering. And they're putting all us against each other. And, I mean, it's just so much behind that. I can go into that for a long time with the chemtrails and everything that they're doing with the water crisis in Michigan and other stuff. All this is by design.
Yeah.
By design. And like you said, you know, they do. Knowledge is power, and they don't want you to have that, you know.
Yeah, they already think that we don't read as it is, and we just keep proving that we don't.
Exactly. And so when you have a person who actually wants to receive the information or whatever, especially nowadays, because like you said, it starts at the in the household. But what happens when there is no leaders in the household? There's nobody for your kids to look up to. You know what I'm saying? So then they go from you as the parent to Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj. Because now they're letting the media raise them, and then you get upset because you're not there. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's a big discord when it comes down to parenting nowadays. And I'm seeing it. I've seen it with my own two eyes. And then it's like I believe that, you know, my mom and my grandmother, they both raised me together for real. Because, like, you know, they always told me that it takes a village. Literally, that
right.
to raise these children out of here. And, yeah, so when I grew up, it was like the whole neighborhood knew what was going on in your household or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, there was no, oh, I didn't know that. No, they knew everything was going on, and it was the reason why. It was the reason behind that. Because if your mother couldn't get to you, guess what? Your neighbor Nancy down the street gonna get to you for your mama.
Yeah.
Well,
that's right.
You know,
that's right.
Exactly.
And there's no more people. There's no more discipline. It's just like, oh, well, go ahead, Timmy, and go sit in the corner, okay? And when you come out the corner, I'll give you some money. You can go sit. No.
Right.
My mother whipped my ass, literally. The moment I did something wrong, my ass is whipped, okay? Because she didn't spare the rod. Nah, you don't spoil your children. It's the difference between love, spoiling them, and abuse. Now, come on now. Well, you know, there's a lot of that going around, too. Abuse. I mean, and it's a lot of people that shouldn't have kids in the first place. That's all I'm saying. That's a lot of people
that's true.
Should have just said, But that's a whole not different story. I think that should be Monday's show. I'm just saying.
Oh, great.
That should be Monday's show right there. I'm just saying. But I'm telling you, it's just, I mean, like, you know, before I let you go and everything, like, is there anything that you read or saw in the news that you want to talk about, though? No, you got the floor.
You talking to me?
Yeah, yeah. Talking to you.
No, I'm listening because the conversation is actually good. But right now, like I said, the conversation that you're talking on, it actually stems out to a whole lot of other stuff, like you were saying about the kids. It's all designed, like the village to raise, because that's how we was. Our neighborhood was just like that. You couldn't go down the block, didn't nobody know you. And but again, mm-hmm. they start passing all these laws and rules. You can't touch your kids some more. You go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start mm-hmm. dividing up the family with as far as the woman get this, the child support. That's a whole another issue. I get back with y'all on that another day. That whole thing needs to be scrapped and did away with, because it's just another form of slavery to incarcerate the man and get him out the mm-hmm. house and everything. Mm-hmm. Like you said, if you can't afford your child, why are you having them? And then they don't hold
right.
the woman
you
accountable.
Gotta say that.
You know, so again, I'm gonna leave that alone right now, because that's a whole difference. But again, it's all by design. The whole situation is by design to separate the family, to get the man out the household, and then to incarcerate your kid. And now, if you look at the stats now, it's more kids in prison, more blacks in prison than it was
right.
in slavery time. So again,
how about
you know,
that part?
It's crazy.
Well, he's gonna get us
and
he's gonna be born
tonight.
Oh,
here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Tonight.
Here we go. All right, see, Switchblade, you know, I gotta say it now. You know, I gotta say it. Come on now, you know, I gotta say this. I hate the fact that you write about this, because this is the other thing I looked up too. And if you don't
mm-hmm.
get it, if you ever get a chance to do this right here,
right.
Google this right here, and you will. I mean, telling you. You will feel like your whole entire existence in school was a waste of your time. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because I looked up about the first seven presidents, okay? And then what I realized was that when you have this going on now. What you just said is true. We got more black men and kids in prison than they did in slavery time. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because over 2,000 African American men were actually slaves. They were holding actual official jobs in the government. I wonder. Amazing. I'm just saying, like, but then why don't you hear this? Because they make it seem like, oh, there was no people on the Supreme Justice. There was nobody. There's no.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at this, why you think that they made Philadelphia, then Baltimore, two places where primarily blacks migrated to, okay? Why do you think that why would they make two places where it's like 90% black people there as the first two capitals
mm-hmm.
of the United States of America before they made the Freemasons build something
mm-hmm.
that had
mm-hmm.
all sorts of unnecessariness in? I'm just saying. I wonder about that part, though. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Come on, though. It got to be a reason. And Tom Hansen is actually on the $2 bill. See what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Like, he's on the back of the $2 bill. When they signed the Declaration of Independence, he was there. He was right there. I don't think. So when they put the word slavery in there, okay, yes, there were a lot of slaves in his here. Okay,
uh-huh.
a whole lot of them, because it was a slave trade. That's how they built America
uh-huh.
off the backs
yeah.
of off the backs of blacks. But it wasn't just slave trade.
Yeah.
It was literally the slaves going behind the masses' back, learning how to read, learning how to write, learning how to study everything they was trying to keep away from them. Then you have seven, how is it that seven slaves, seven former slaves before the Emancipation Proclamation came in, even about, seven slaves become president, really? But they trying to credit, but then they just said, no, 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 we just let Obama be the first black. No, that's bullshit, I'm just saying. That's exactly what that is. And if you don't, and I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you like this. I want you guys to go and Google this right here. Just put first black president in and go to dickgregory.com and you will just, that's it. I mean, that's all I can tell you. All I know is that the public libraries are systematically ran the same way how you have these the media's ran. As long as they can feed you crap, as long as you can feed you crap and incestuous, adulterous, homophobic stuff, as long as they can feed you that to corrupt your mind,
my goodness,
we're good. We're good. But the moment they try to teach you something that got some pointness, that got something to do with something that matters, they take them off the air. Hell, Reading Rainbow.
Yeah. Great show.
They'd rather let puppets teach you how to read and count than an actual human being. Why? Because we're all puppets. Anyway,
you about to get us all in a band.
I'm just saying, we all puppets. That's why they give you a box. They give you a box that has light to it. We're drawing the light. You put light to it. You put some words there. You put something that looks pleasing to the eye, or whatever. And bam, you have TV. What?
Okay, but you don't have to say it.
Well, look, listen right here. I thank you for calling in. We need you. I wish we could have you on the show every day.
He can call in every day if he wants to. That's fine.
How about this? You can call in every day. You won't call in every day. I don't care. Right. Just call in and say I'm here.
That's fine.
I appreciate you guys. Y'all keep doing what y'all are doing. It's awesome.
I appreciate you, most definitely. And I'm definitely hit you on Facebook in a minute, though. All right? But thank you so much for calling in, too.
All right.
Yes, that was great. You too.
All right. One. There it is.
Wow. Yeah, he had things to say.
He had things to say, but the thing is, it's the difference between being opinionated and actually smart and being able to be smart and be able to have something that's going to challenge your mind. So I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm gonna keep it 100%. So, and do you know the funny part is? Guess his last name is Jen.
Oh, that's great.
How about that part, Mr. Jen? If you would like to call in every day, by all means, please call in.
That's great.
Shout out. I'm just saying, I mean, hey, great minds think alike. You heard them
sound
good.
Don't do that.
Oh, yeah, because hey, anybody else want to call in before we end the show? 929-477-3273. Good gracious.
That's the number. That's the number.
That is, I think we done went.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's over. It's over. Well, I have good news and I have I don't have my bad news, but. Well, what's going to happen is, I don't know.
Exactly, I don't know either.
I don't know, but who cares? I mean, I'm just trying to. And shout out to, Terry for real. If you was wondering who the person that was in the picture with me on the air for, and that's Terry. And, it's one that popping. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to her for real. And congratulations on everything you're doing, for real. The dad was so beautiful, Terry. She doing something about it. Anyway, so before we go, I just want to thank everybody for calling in, for real. We need him on the show, though. Because what this happened tonight was off the...
Needs to happen again.
Oh, that, it needs to happen again. That should happen every night, though. I'm just saying.
You're right.
Yeah. And, you know, I actually met him before, whatever, and I'm telling you, dude is the coolest person I've ever met in my whole entire life. But to hear how smart he is and how much knowledge he has stored inside of his brain, and he a black man.
That's right.
That's a dangerous combination, my nigga.
Black and smart.
Black and smart. How about that? And then what make it worse is the fact that, you know, Terry is beautiful, smart, successful, and about her paper. How about that part? This is the people I meet. You know what I'm saying? That's the people I meet. But anyway, this is what it is for him. So thank you guys for calling in. Thank you for him and listening prior to him even calling in for real, because it shows that he actually cared enough to listen before he even said anything for him. And that, to me, that's gangster.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
Indeed.
So, and I told you I was going to fix it. And I fixed it. So that's what it is for real. And tomorrow, I wanna have a show about successful people, you know, that make it through the struggle, and hopefully I can get a thought on there, because I ain't even gonna lie to you. Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna post a picture. I got to post a picture. Well, actually, you guys can see it on my page, actually. It's the picture that I have on my page. I mean, it's my profile picture. I mean, what a beautiful picture it is. I'm just saying. Soon we'll have some pictures with me and the co-host will actually be together. I don't know when that'll happen, but it'll happen soon. And also, we will be broadcasting live via YouTube. So yeah.
Where they do that at?
We will be broadcasting live. You'll be able to see our faces and enjoy what you see.
Oh my Lord.
And if you don't enjoy what you see, I don't care.
Don't care either, but you know.
Yeah, you know, so we got a lot of stuff planned. Shout out to Pretty Kata. What's up, baby? You know, she got her thing going. You know what I'm saying? She already knows the love here. You know, it's real love.
Yeah, she sends her love too.
Yes, she better. Anyway, so I have something that I'm going to be sending. Miss Switchblade herself in a couple seconds, ladies and gentlemen. And it's wrong on all levels.
Oh, that's good.
But I don't care. So, you know.
Obviously.
And this right here was my exclusive interview that I did with Michael Jackson. It was really, I mean, it was a great episode, I'm telling you. I mean, really great. Wait a minute. What's that supposed to mean, nigga?
What happened? What'd you hear?
Wait a minute, hold on now.
What'd you hear?
Why,
I didn't hear anything.
Why you say it like that, though, nigga?
What happened?
And let me speak on this real quick. Because we're going to speak on this tomorrow as well. Stop acting like you were just the best thing God has given.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Ooh,
who said that? What you? Ooh. Okay.
What?
I don't know what he's talking about.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault they walking around here acting like something seriously wrong with their dumb asses or whatever.
Listen.
If you call everybody in your crew niggas all day, don't get mad at a white person calling you that, because you called yourself
Oh, my God.
So if you want to do that yourself, then by all means necessary,
oh
do it yourself.
God.
But do me a favor and stop getting mad at person calling you a nigga. If you called yourself one, then that's exactly who you're supposed to be. A nigga. So you have a problem with this, man? You got a problem with me saying that? Write me or bite me, the one, whatever comes first.
Yes, do that to
his
page. I didn't say anything.
And she told me to say, good night, everybody. Have a have a great
bye,
have a great evening. But for real, seriously though. But no, she didn't tell me to say that though. But I just wanted to throw her in the bus, because I'm gonna be throwing in the bus too. So who cares? But yeah, use your mind. Stop being dumbasses and use your mind.
That's right.
That's all I have to say to that. Whoever don't like it, whatever, jump off a bridge. Obviously, you don't have the mind enough to say no. Aww.
Yeah. Aww. Knowledge is power.
I don't care. I didn't care. I'm just telling you that this is what it needs to be right now. So do me a favor and
use your mind
or lose it. So you can either pick up a book or pick up a gun. If you turn, you can turn the page. You can turn a book. You can turn the holster or turn the page.
Wow.
You can read the story out the book, or you can kill another nigga. So the choice is yours.
Okay.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, so.
Wow.
With that being the case, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And tomorrow night, let's see if we can get him to call back in again. Talk all
football
wonderfulness. Stuff that should be banned. This show should be banned. Just thought of this.
It probably will be pretty soon.
Well, yep. They ban me. They better have a fight. They gonna have a fight on their hands. Anyway, love you guys.
Great.
Good night. Bye.